This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Matt Florjancic, joined by the manager of youth football for the Browns, Matt Yunker. And Matt, the high school football season just recently completed with the state championship games, and what an exciting year it was.
Yeah, the high school game of the week program, we're in our third year, Matt. As you know, fans are very passionate about high school football in Northeast Ohio, and rightfully so, a lot of good football. We had a chance through the game of the week program to cover 16 games over 15 weeks that included 10 regular season weeks and 5 weeks in the postseason. And amazing to see the amount of support we get, not just through our website, but when you go to these games and these fans are there and showing their pride for high school football. On top of that, because of the game of the week program, we're able to donate $40,000 during the regular season to various high school football programs, which, as you know, with budgets the way they are nowadays, that goes a long way. It was a lot of fun and just a joy to cover high school football every week.
Well, one of the best things about this program, Matt, is it really is interactive. Fans go on to ClevelandBrowns.com every week and vote for the game that they want to see covered. So it's an excellent opportunity for the fans to tell us where they want us to go so we could have the written recaps and the video highlight packages from the games.
And I think that's what's so neat about this program is we might not always be covering what's perceived to be the best game, but we're going to cover the games that the fans want us to see. So we could be covering big school football, small school football. And for the third straight year, we had over 1 million votes cast. So to your point, the fans are so passionate about this, and they tell us where they want us to go, and they're not afraid to do it. Awesome to go out there. You mentioned the highlights. So they can come back the day after a game, see highlights, interviews. Kids love to see that stuff. Communities love to come back and see the support that their school got. Just a lot of fun, great experience to go out and see the amount of schools that we got to cover.
And the support doesn't stop there either. The Game of the Week MVP and the Coach of the Week get to come to Cleveland Browns Stadium and get recognized on the scoreboard. Definitely an added bonus for those guys.
Yeah, we joke about it week in and week out. A lot of these coaches act like high school kids when they're down on the field seeing the Browns players up close, and we do. During the first quarter of every Browns regular season game, we're honoring the Coach of the Week and the MVP from each of the games. A lot of fun. And to be honest, it's treatment that, you know, they wouldn't normally get that we at the Browns can give to them. So it's just the added enhancement that makes this program really first class.
Matt, we talked about fan interactivity, and we called on the fans one more time after the regular season ended to select their game of the year for the 2012 regular season, and it actually split into a tie with 23% of the vote going to a Week 4 matchup between the Aurora Greenmen and Chagrin Falls Tigers and a Week 10 matchup between the backyard rivals Berea and Mid Park.
Yeah, you know, so you take the Aurora-Chagrin matchup in Week 4, a CVC battle that, while early in the year, it kind of set the tone to how these teams would perform the rest of the week. Chagrin Falls comes away with the victory and kind of marched their way towards the playoffs. Aurora regroups, similarly, gets the state semifinals, so truly, truly a great matchup. And Matt, you mentioned the Berea-Midpark matchup in Week 10. A lot of emotion in that game, okay? The last time these teams are ever going to play each other, the schools emerging starting in 2013. Sold-out crowd at Finney Stadium, Baldwin-Wallace University. Midpark comes away with a 63-0 victory. Probably not the way a lot of the fans would have liked to see the game go, but nevertheless, you mentioned backyard rivalry. It's what high school football is all about. A lot of fun for these kids to be part of something like that.
Matt, the high school football season may be over. There's no more games left to play, but there still is one very major announcement, the Cleveland Browns Coach of the Year.
Yeah, this Sunday during the halftime of the Browns-Chiefs games, we're bringing back all 10 Coach of the Week honorees, and we're going to name our 2012 High School Coach of the Year at that time, who will receive an additional $8,000 for his high school football program. We already talked about it. Money goes a long ways. For the coach that's going to win this award, hopefully it propels them into continued success in 2013. And fans can always check back on ClevelandBrowns.com on Monday to see who that coach is that we honor.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. It was an exciting look back at the regular season. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Andre Knott to talk about the postseason and the 2012 state championship games.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your number one stop for all things Browns. Breaking news, player information and stats, tickets and gear. ClevelandBrowns.com is also your source for the most in-depth and exclusive Browns video content found anywhere. including news conferences, player interviews, and behind-the-scenes features on the Browns of today and yesterday. Log on to ClevelandBrowns.com today.
I'm now joined by the host of the post-game show on the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network and co-host of the Cleveland Browns High School Radio Show, Andre Knott. Andre, it was an exciting look back at the 2012 regular season, but we're here to talk about the postseason with you and what a postseason it was.
Yeah, you're right. The regular season was absolutely great. But then when you get into the postseason and you go through all the divisions, and especially with all the Northeast Ohio teams that were involved, you look at that first region in Division One, and we all joke about it, and obviously we didn't have a team from Northeast Ohio that won the state championship. But between Ignatius, Eds, Mentor, we have that discussion all the time, Matt, about the parochial schools versus the public schools. And I thought Mentor, they did a great job this year in standing up for the public schools and saying, hey, we may not have, all the things that you guys have, but when we get the right group of guys together, we can beat the parochial schools.
And they did just that. When you look at their playoff run, they went through St. Ed's and St. Ignatius, and what a game that St. Ignatius contest turned out to be.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be able to. That's one of those we're all going to be able to remember where we were at the day that happened. I know the Browns that weekend ended up going to overtime. Ohio State went to overtime. That game will go down as, to me, what our world has become, because I've never seen a high school game tweeted about and talked about so much that the next day when we got ready for the Browns game, I remember doing pregame, Browns pregame stuff, and people were calling in and they still wanted to talk about the game the night before in a high school game. Mitch Trubisky and that Mentor team, they didn't win state championship, but they gave Northeast Ohio a moment they'll never forget when it comes back to this season.
Mentor didn't make it all the way back to the state championship game, but we had two teams who did. Kirtland in Division 5 and Akron St. Vincent St. Mary in Division 3. Kirtland matched up against Coldwater in the state final. Unfortunately, they lost a heartbreaker 10-9, but still a heck of a run for those guys. Tiger Laverty had a 29-game winning streak going into that state championship game. What a run for them.
Yeah, what a year for them. And just the way that program works, I'm really proud of what Tiger Laverty does. Because he does it the right way. And the amazing thing is, it gives you something to look forward to. Because I got to tell you, being in Stark County on Saturday, and everybody is buzzed up for the Division One game. And St. V played, and I know we're going to talk about that early. But there was a buzz for that game over at Massillon because of the game they had the previous year and because there was two undefeated teams in that division. I thought that was huge for that program. I think the highest of what Tiger Laverty has been able to do with that program.
It's always fun when you get a matchup of undefeateds in the state final because it's so rare that it happens because, teams go through the meat grinder during the regular season, during their conference play, and to see those two teams, it was no surprise that they did it, but still, it was an awesome sight to see. When you look at the Division III state championship game, I know you're a little bit partial here. You're Akron St. Vincent St. Mary Fighting Irish. Took care of business and won the state championship for the fifth time in school history.
Fifth time in school history, and this one was one that was battled through, and they deserved it. They played against a really good team that did not, everybody made it to David versus Goliath going in, kind of like the big dog in the building. And I think that made it hard for St. V because, they were getting came after. It's big for the school because they have a chance to go right back. I mean, some of their best players are juniors. Paris Campbell, their skill position guys are just phenomenal. And they've got maybe going into the 2013 high school football season, they may have a pair of the best linebackers in the country. And I know a guy named Urban Meyer made sure he stood on the St. Vincent St. Mary sideline the entire game. So that was fun to see that team be able to really come home and be a winner for Northeast Ohio.
Well, Andre, thank you very much for the time. It's been a pleasure talking about the high school playoffs with you. And that'll conclude your Cleveland Browns report for today. We leave you with a special look back at the 2012 High School Game of the Week season.